This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 12, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Item number 4 is Audit Division recommendation on Republican Party of Orange County. And there's a memorandum from Chief Compliance Officer and Audit Division dated January 20th, 2015. And we have with us Robert Morcom, Zazuna Passios, Kendrick Smith of the Audit Division, and more.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you today is the Audit Division recommendation memorandum, ADRM, on the Republican Party of Orange County Federal, RPOC. This memorandum contains 4 findings. Finding 1, misstatement of financial activity. The audit staff recommends the commission find that RPOC misstated its financial activity for calendar year 2009. Finding 2, reporting of debts and obligations. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that RPOC failed to disclose debts and obligations of $60,296 in its reports. Finding 3, record keeping for employees. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that RPOC did not maintain monthly payroll logs totaling $187,281 as required to document the percentage of time each employee spent on federal election activity. Finding 4, use of Levin funds. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that RPOC improperly spent $73,465 on voter registration activities using Levin funds transferred from the California Republican Party. This finding was subject to an audit hearing on November 20th, 2014. We're happy to answer any questions on these matters.
Thank you. Is there a question? Commissioner Goodman.
I have a question about page 11 of the proposed audit, top of the page. There's a sentence there, second first full sentence. RPOC stated that for the 2010-2011 election cycle. I was confused by that.
2009-10, correct.
That should be 9-10?
Yes.
Okay. That's part of it then. The other part I had was it said that they represented that some of this activity occurred outside the 120-day period. I understand there was some confusion between type 1 and type 2, but assuming it's type 1, there's a 120-day period. They made that. Do we have evidence that all of it occurred within 120 days?
For the items on finding 4, yes. They did do some things outside of it during 2009, but that's not identified in finding 4.
Okay, so you've already there was more money, in other words?
So the Levin money in finding 4 was the only money that we're addressing. They did do something in 2009, but it has nothing to do with the Levin activity.
Oh, okay. So you're confident that the full $73,465 was devoted was spent for voter registration activity within the 120-day window.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any context of the voting registration activity? I mean, what do we know at a granular level of there? Because there are incidental exemptions, you know, for FEA 1. So do we know anything about the nature of the voter registration activity, or do we just know it was voter registration?
The exact specifics, they did hire 2 companies, but other than that, they were hired. It's a bounty system. They were hired to go out, and every person you registered per the bounty, Operation Bounty Identified, that's what you would get reimbursed for.
Okay. So you're confident that this was this was bona fide voter registration activity, was not incidental in any way to any other political activity?
Correct.
Okay. Those were my questions.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions by other commissioners? Is there a motion? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think We would ask that to hold this one over. There were some issues that I know that the Commissioner Hunter had that we had not had resolved since she isn't able to be here. So, Mr. Backer, I apologize for causing you to wait a few more weeks, but we would ask to hold this over until the next meeting, at which point we can resolve those and vote this one out.
Okay, of course. Commissioner Hunter's not able to ask her questions now, so we'll hold this matter over. Thank you. Thank you very much for your presentation. Okay.